This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Second down, they blitz again. Daniels, though, has some time. Lets it rip, floating it deep down the field, going for Brown. He's got it! A perfect throw to De'Ami Brown! Wow!
That, I'm assuming you came back with from the Detroit playoff game, the one over the shoulder that he laid right in there, right?
Of course, where De'Ami Brown had his eyes covered,
Yeah, that may have been the best throw of the entire postseason. We're asking the question, have we crowned Jaden Daniels too quickly, too early? You know, we certainly are optimistic, I am, that what I saw last year is going to be what we see for the next 10, and even better than that. I believe that. But we certainly talk about him already as if he is, you know, a top five elite level quarterback, and we've seen some rankings from outside this town that don't even have him in the top 10. So the question is, off an email from Bert, who suggested we may be crowning him too early, do you think we have crowned him too early? And when I say we, I mean me, because I'm at the top of the list of overwhelmingly convinced that as long as he stays healthy, this is going to be a Hall of Fame kind of quarterback. That's crazy to say after 1 year, but I think this is the one guy. He's the greatest. He had the greatest season by many metrics in the history of the league as a rookie quarterback. 99 times out of 100, I'd say it's too early, but I don't know that it is too early with him. The number one concern last year is still my number one concern. Just got to stay healthy. Still has a frame where he, you know, could take a big shot. He missed a little bit of time here and there in college. He missed a little bit of time last year. You know, that's the one concern. Other than that, I can't identify a legitimate concern about his game. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis has been on hold, I think, the longest. Robert, go ahead.
All right, well, you don't need me to tell you that 1 year is not enough of a sample to really draw conclusions on a macro level. But here's what Daniels did that the other great quarter or top-ranked quarterbacks didn't do. He actually saved the franchise. You ought to call him the savior. You know, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bengals, they had been competitive before that quarterback came along. Maybe not the Bills. The Bills were down for a while before Josh Allen, so maybe he is in the same category. But that's what he really did. He's given the fan base this optimism. I mean, I know how it is to really like a player. I actually a team guy. I don't really focus on the players, but I understand your feeling for this player because of you haven't had the enjoyment of such a performance for a while. But what's really important,
I think it's beyond that, though, Robert. I'm not cutting you off. You keep Robert Max. I thought about that. I thought about, you know, is it because of what we went through as a fan base that we just haven't had anything like this and we're overreacting because it's been so long? I mean, I don't think so. Look, the savior of the franchise in many ways was the, you know, was Josh Harris and the 20 plus limited partners that put together a deal that paid Dan Snyder $6 billion and he took it. You know, he wasn't going to take anything less than that. That saved the franchise or gave the franchise the opportunity to be a legitimate NFL franchise again. And then we got lucky, you know, in year two of their ownership and really year one where they had their imprint on it, the best quarterback in college was available to us at number two. But I've thought about whether or not I'm so optimistic about him because there isn't anything that we are optimistic about. But remember, I was really optimistic about Kirk Cousins for a few years. Not in the same way, of course. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, but again, that's fans attaching to players. Look at the situation with Terry McLaurin. Look how fans have attached to him and how they view him in terms of his relevance or importance.
That may be
team.
What you're talking about more than Jaden.
Okay, but that's what a lot of fans do, Kevin. Particularly younger fans tend to adulate certain players, connect to players rather than the team as a whole. But anyhow, let me...
I know, but I was saying it because you connected it to the fan base's, you know, PTSD. You know, that what we've gone through, we're ready to, you know, basically, you know, attach ourselves to anything good. I think is an example of that. I don't know that Jaden is. But go ahead, finish up.
But again... Even with new ownership, if the team didn't start winning, it wouldn't have made all that much of a difference. It's just one
it
guy.
Made but a big difference right from the beginning. We had a chance again. Okay. I was going to be patient. I said, I'm giving this plenty of time, benefit of the doubt for a while anyway. And, you know, year two, they go to the NFC Championship game all because they got the quarterback right.
But here's where you are now, and I'll close with this. What's important now is not what Jaden Daniels did in his rookie year. It's what he does in his sophomore year. Is he going to do what Dan Marino did or Manning or Lamar or some of these other guys who really bloomed up in their second year? Because, you know, you can't live in the past. The only thing that matters to me in sports is the current. I don't even look to the future at my age. But so it's what he does this year that's going to be really the impact. And then next year is going to be what he does next year. That's just how it is.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. And then we added up at the end. You know, you brought up, and, you know, he's one of my all-time favorites, but I've heard a lot of this, you know, sophomore slump, sophomore jinx, whatever, you know, pointing to the C.J. Stroud year. I actually thought Stroud wasn't the issue there. But, you know, there are plenty of examples, and the best example of a quarterback who played a lot as a rookie and then in his second year had anything but a sophomore slump is Dan Marino. You know, Marino played as a rookie in 11 games, started 9. He finished 3rd in the MVP voting after starting only 9 games as a rookie. And then in year 2 had the greatest season for that era, and it wasn't like there wasn't a close second, and it still to this day is one of the great seasons in the history of the game. So that was not, you know, a step back second year, and there are lots of examples. You mentioned Mahomes and Jackson. Jackson did play several games as a rookie. Mahomes only played that season finale when they rested their starters. Let's go to Mike in Tampa. Mike, have we crowned Jaden too early?
Hey, Kevin, it's actually Dominic in Tampa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dominic. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Good, Dominic. It's been a while. Hope you're well.
Thank you. Obviously, I'm gonna start with this because I know people are going to say, you know, he's a hater. But, you know, he's the greatest quarterback we've seen in this time, and I get that. But to answer your question, the sample size to me is still too small.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. I think he's going to be great. I really do. But, you know, what if he goes into year two and he takes a step back, you know, and he's not, you know, and his interception ratio is more than his touchdown ratio, what the case may be, or, you know, something like that. You know, now people are going to start turning on him a little bit because we know how this fan base is. They turn on players like how they turn on women, you know. I don't know about that analogy.
I can't envision anybody turning on Jaden Daniels if his year two isn't as good as year one. I'm not saying people won't. I think there will be a lot of told you so's that aren't saying right now. There will be a lot of people that will come out of the woodwork and say, I told you that he was going to have a sophomore slump. I told you that the rookie year was an outlier.
Sure.
And no one's really saying that. Nobody is.
Sure.
But but I don't think they would turn on him.
I think turn is the wrong word, but I think they would kind of, like you said, they like, I told you so. But, you know, also too, and I think it was your two callers ago that's talked about the coaching too. In your opinion, Kevin, if Ron Rivera is the head coach and it's his coaching staff, does Jaden Daniels have the season he does this year? I don't think so. I think Cliff Kingsbury has a lot to do with it. And again, it goes back to my point of, I want to see more because it's almost certain that we're going to lose Kingsbury after this year. Now you lost your OC, you know, now can we really see, is it you? Is it the coaching staff? Is it a combination? So to kind of wrap up my point is we just need to see more, in my opinion, and then crown him, you know.
It's not unreasonable. I can't go down the path of saying that Jaden Daniels, and you didn't do that, but that Jaden Daniels is somehow a Cliff Kingsbury creation. There's no understanding of the talent of this player if you really feel that way. Not to mention the stuff that really can't be measured by someone who's not on the field. The delivery of fourth down after fourth down and the composure associated with that. The clutch moments, the leadership, the confidence instilled by his play. The off-schedule moments are not planned for. He was the best, along with Lamar and Josh last year, the best off-schedule, you know, top three off-schedule quarterback in the game. That's not a Kingsbury creation. Did Kingsbury help and was he instrumental in this season? No doubt. Would Jaden have had a great rookie season with Scott Turner? I think he would have with Ron Rivera as a coach. With Eric Bieniemy, I don't know what that would have looked like. I think even he could have overcome Eric Bieniemy's offensive coordinator incompetence. I think he would have had a good season with me as an offensive coordinator. But would it have been as good as the Kingsbury season? Probably not. Certainly not if I were the OC. Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, go ahead. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels too early?
Well, I don't think so, Kevin. And just a couple things. First of all, you were on that, wasn't even the bandwagon. You just were assertive in your opinion early on, and you proved to be right. I knew he was special, but I always worried about the durability, and I'll get to that in a minute. But a couple things. No rookie has come in to a team as bad as ours was and did what he did. I mean, think about Mahomes. He came to a team that was a perennial playoff team with Andy Reid.
Right.
The only two guys in the last quarter century plus that have come in and started winning right away, and they weren't necessarily rookies, but that match what Jaden Daniels did in terms of winning are Kurt Warner and Tom Brady, Hall of Famers. Tom isn't yet, but he soon will be, right? So, I mean, it's so unusual what he accomplished. And here's the scary part. I don't think we can pinpoint either the floor or the ceiling. And here's why I say that. That technology, that virtual reality training tool he uses that has made a meteoric rise in his performance, his ability to process, I don't think that gets enough attention at all. It's his discipline and using that tool to become just an unusually gifted, poised.
Yeah. There's something to be said for that.
I think it's huge.
Yeah. No doubt. Especially as a passer, you know, especially as, you know, an in the pocket traditional when he's got to deliver on third and seven from the pocket. No doubt. I think the rest of it is just innate. You know, talent, the feel for the game, the off schedule plays, the running, the elusiveness. That's, you know, I'm sure VR has some hand in that, but that's just flat out instinctive.
I only give it as much credit as I do, Kevin, because it seems like that's when his performance in college really took off, is when he started using that tool. Just one other thing real fast. I'll let you go. What I want to see in year two is, regression, I don't know. What I want to see is he gets better at protecting himself. He got better as the season went along. I hope that continues. But the other thing is these defensive coordinators have had a lot of time to look at what he does, and it'll be just interesting to see how he adjusts to that as well. It's going to be a fascinating section.
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, there's going to be so much more involved, too. It's going to be, you know, are the teams that they're playing just better offensively? Did the defense, you know, grow and improve? And because, you know, against New Orleans and against Atlanta with Penix Jr., and we can go through the Giant games, et cetera, you were always in those games. My big concern going into this season is defense. And what if they get, you know, outclassed by the other offense, and then you're into these 38-35 games every week? We had those last year, a lot of them. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it.
And then we had the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Right? Where we were
and I don't want them to look like that, that's for sure. All right, we'll do this one more segment. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to rip through them. Give me your opinion really quickly so I can get through all of the other calls. Mark Eines coming up this hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.